This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hours and hours and hours of talented talk every day on the DJV show. Hopefully you're able to hear us coming and going. If you listen to us live on your way to work and wanting to know what else Jennifer and Victoria have come up with conversationally, or that Dougster, and you can listen on your way home on the TuneIn. Well, you can go to any of the apps, djvshow.com. You can find the podcast there, the daily program. You can also find a listen live button. You can go to TuneIn Radio. It's not confusing. It's just something that, because there's so much technology, so much stuff around, so many choices to make, sometimes it's hard to pick one. So just go to DJV Show and bounce off of what we're talking about from there. Speaking about bouncing off, what is on Jennifer's mind this morning, we're about to open both of our ears and find out. Jen?
Well, I think that the boys that were rescued from the cave in Thailand, right? We thought maybe the story would end there because the boys have been rescued. The coach was rescued. This was amazing. They were able to do it over the course of 3 days. Well, according to reports, Hollywood producers have already landed on the ground in Thailand because this will make a great movie for release someday. It's a sentiment that, of course, is echoed around the globe because people watched this. They were championing this rescue of these 12 boys and their soccer coach that were stuck in the cave. But Hollywood producers said there's no time to waste and that the someday will be now. A U.S. film crew was spotted this week in the foothills around the cave system where they were stuck. And
who's the star of that show? All right, let's figure out who's going to star. Is this a George Clooney movie? What do you think?
He's too old, though. Don't we need boys? We need boys and a 25-year-old soccer coach. All
right, so
maybe George Clooney could be like a Navy SEAL or something.
Yeah, and we can't whitewash the movie. It can't be, you know, like Dakota Fanning is in it or her, you know. It just has to be appropriately cast.
Of course you can. This is Hollyweird. Whitewash everything. All right, so we have anybody who looks the part. Let's see here. John Stamos looks like he's 26. But hey,
I got to say, there are not a lot of Asian 12-year-olds in Hollywood right now, so they might have a little
trouble. You'd be surprised.
Casting.
Oh, no, I think you'd be surprised.
Where careers are launched.
Yeah, right. Either that or go to Hawaii. Find them over there. All right, so that's that story.
Okay.
All right, what else, Jennifer?
Well, that's my story for now, right?
Yeah. Victoria, excuse me, I figure what hour I'm in here. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are trending.
Oh, yes!
They are on day two of their first trip abroad since getting married. They are in the Republic of Ireland, and they arrived yesterday. Harry was wearing a green tie, and Meghan was wearing a dark green dress.
Lovely.
To be very, as a nod to the national color. And so they first met in Dublin with the Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, and then they went to meet with the British ambassador. Harry gave a toast at the summer garden party at the British ambassador's residence, and they met with Irish President Michael Higgins, and Meghan apparently loved their two Bernese mountain dogs, so that became one of the trending items that she was kind of more interested in playing with the dogs than posing for pictures, so most of the pictures you see will be her with the cute dogs. Then they went to visit the memorial of Ireland's Great Famine Years of 1840, the Irish Emigration Museum, and the Technology Startup Hub, which is that's a big part of Ireland now, is all the technology stuff. It used to be pharmaceuticals, and now it's a tech hub. So yeah. This is wrapping up their two-day trip, and then they will move on to later this, I think it's in the fall, they're going to do their first big like world tour as a married couple.
Ah,
and they'll be visiting all the other British Empire properties.
All right. So with people in the news, I may slide back a bit to George Clooney. He was in the hospital. He was involved in a crash. Was he on a bike or a motorcycle? He was riding a motorcycle.
A scooter. Well, yeah, scooter. Yeah.
Right. He was headed to a film set. Did you know that?
Yeah. He's filming Catch 22 is the movie.
Right. So I was looking at a picture of him, and then flashback to when he was on that, what was the hospital show he was on, ER?
Mm-hmm.
He was on ER, right? And what he looked like then and what he looks like now is gray hair and his beard. I think he looks old.
Well, he was in his 20s, right, when he was on ER?
Yeah, I guess. He just looks old.
He's 50. Oh. How old is he now?
57.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm not turning him away. I think he still looks pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Jennifer.
He's also a new dad to twins, so I'm sure that takes up some of, you know, that ages people.
A wrinkle and a gray hair here and there.
Yeah.
All right. Another person in the news today is Mia Irizarry. Am I pronouncing that correct? Irizarry. Irizarry says that she was trying to celebrate her 24th birthday in the forest preserves of Cook County when a man approached her asking her why she was wearing a Puerto Rican flag shirt. Ah, here we go. She recorded the encounter on her phone, saying she felt threatened, posted the video to Facebook. In this footage, the man is seen approaching her, saying, "You shouldn't be wearing that in the United States." He gets close to her and asks, "Are you a citizen? Are you a United States citizen?" The young lady says that Puerto Rico is part of the U.S. The man approaches her again a number of times. She asks a park police officer to help, saying, "I'm renting this area. He's harassing me about the shirt I'm wearing." Officer doesn't respond. Later she says, "Officer, I feel entirely uncomfortable. Can you remove him, please?" As the officer is seen walking away. Then she says, "Officer, I'm renting. I paid for a permit for this area. I don't feel comfortable with him here. Is there anything you can do?" And then more police arrive. She says she still doesn't feel safe. The man resumes his abuse, saying, "You're not American. If you were American, you wouldn't wear that shirt." What a stupid moron.
Why are people so nosy? Oh, my God.
No, it's not only that. Why are people so stupid?
Well, yeah. And also, if she's renting the space, then, like, it's perfectly within her rights to ask the park police there to, "Hey, this guy is not renting the space. He shouldn't be here." Like, yeah. People are so crazy.
Yeah.
Also, it's a shirt.
Do we make it worse by highlighting it, or is this just another one of those stories?
I don't know, but this guy must be super unhappy right now during the World Cup when literally everyone is wearing a jersey for, other countries.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. This was at some state park in Illinois, and the guy was drunk, and then it wasn't until a female officer came up and asked him for ID and told him, you know, you can't be drunk in a public park and you could be arrested, and I guess the guy eventually went away. But the first officer that she was pleading to, that guy is going to be in trouble now because there's an investigation. He ignored her, and maybe he felt the same way that the drunk guy did. I don't know, but it showed some sort of bias where that's his job is he's a cop, and that's what he's supposed to do.
But who is so stupid that they don't know this? As far as I'm concerned,
you'd be surprised how many people don't think Puerto Ricans are United States citizens. People don't. A lot of people don't get that at
when
all.
When we start paying their bills as a 51st state. That'd be a rude awakening for some. Anyway, it's just one of those.
It's the ignoramuses
things.
In this country. It's just
one of those
you add ignorance to.
Are we sounding
racism?
Arrogant when we call people out there morons?
No, no, because we're being factual, and I'm not going to lump anybody else in this. I'll stand up for myself. I'm being factual when I say you're an ignorant moron if you don't know basic American history. Right? Mm-hmm. We all talk about American history here. Come on, it's basic American history. Puerto Ricans have been United States citizens since what, 1917 or something like that.
Jennifer, are you going along with ignoramus?
I think ignoramus. Moronic, yeah, I think it all fits.
Read the book. What book are we going to read? The history
I'd start
of Puerto
with
Rico.
History for dummies. Yeah, U.S. history for dummies.
Wait a minute. Puerto Rico for dummies would even be better. Let's get that book.
That might be a little too advanced. Let's start with the basics.
You are really a slicer and dicer when it gets down to it. And then on top of it, that laugh, don't you think, Jennifer?
It makes it all better, doesn't it?
Yes, it's time for a barbecue, courtesy of Victoria Keelan at 16 past the hour. This the DJV Show.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. And though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile. But the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go to California, Jennifer, where a town is giving a $500 monthly stipend to people who live there. This is Stockton, California, not far from Silicon Valley, America's foreclosure capital. At least it was once. So now they're trying to get people to come there, $500 a month. So can I go there and be part-time?
Yeah, no, I think if you live there, but this was the solution. There's a young progressive mayor in Stockton, and so his solution to an issue in California, and look, I don't like this idea, but I'm going to give the guy credit for coming up with something, because the homeless problem in the state is awful. So while this idea is also awful, at least he's trying. But yeah, $500 for anybody who lives there, and you know, we'll see what happens. I guess the proof will be in the pudding.
Yes, right. 70% of the city's population, minorities, pretty diverse there. They want, can you imagine how much competition there'd be for the 100? They only have 100 $500 gifts, right? I think that's how it works. So good luck to you if you're close to Stockton, California. 21 after the hour. They say that again, Doug. 21 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Music news here at 23 change after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria and I are actually focused on a couple of country greats, starting with Jason Aldean. He and his wife, Brittany Kerr, expecting their second child together. They just had a son, Memphis, 7 months ago, so they're working and having a family, I guess. I don't know how much work it is. Hopefully it's fun. He's 41. Captured an Instagram photo of their seven-month-old wearing a Big Brother onesie the other day. His wife, Brittany, shared the same photo of Memphis on Instagram. Here we go again, she said. Aldean is also dad to daughters Healy, 15, and Kendall, 10, from his previous marriage.
Can you give it a break, dude? I mean, it's been 7 months.
Yeah. What's Brittany Kerr? What's her story? Where did she come from? What's her background?
She was cheating with Jason Aldean, actually. There was a big drama. Jason Aldean was married, and then she was on American Idol, but she didn't do very well. And somehow they started making out on a patio in Hollywood, and they got caught. No, This is the original American Idol.
This is why she's having two kids with him pronto, because she's got to get him in before he cheats on her again.
That's right.
Great.
That sounds like my worst nightmare, having a kid and then 7 months later being pregnant again. No, thank you. Sounds miserable.
So apparently they've had a struggle to get pregnant. At least they did the first time around. And then they wanted to have a second one. Brittany said it was the longest process, such a roller coaster. Ended up through it all having endometriosis, which, what's that? I forgot what that is. What is
thickening of the lining, isn't it?
Right.
Of your uterus.
It's like the lining of your uterus grows outside of the uterus, so you can't, it sort of blocks pregnancy.
Mine grows on my right arm. I don't know if that's weird.
All right. Kerr explained that she had a laparoscopy to remove the tissue, and then she ended up getting pregnant. So they used IVF. It was probably harder than the actual pregnancy for me because it was such a roller coaster, so difficult.
All right,
such high highs, such low lows. No one really knows that you're going through. I went through it with my daughter.
I'll take it back. I'll take it back then.
Okay. All right. Anyway. You have shots every day, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's hard on your system, hormones. And
Megan was through that. Yeah. All right, so good luck to them, Jason Aldean. Keep it to home there, pal. Let's see, who else is in the music news? It looks like Kelly Clarkson has joined the Ugly Dolls voice cast. Okay, so somebody's going to have to fill me in on Ugly Dolls. She's going to play the character of Moxie and perform some original songs. This is an animated feature based on the toy line by David Horvath, which is named Toy of the Year by the toy industry. Pitbull is also included among the voice cast. So what do we know about
this is an
animated kids series?
I guess they're making it into an animated kids series based on these little stuffed animals.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, they're weird looking little trolls.
Are they really ugly dolls?
No, they're kind of cute. They're they're sweet.
Not like that creepy doll in the movie. That horrible
Chucky?
Halloween. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, they're not like Chucky.
No. These are cute little stuffed animals.
Yeah, they're kind of funny. They're just kind of odd.
That murder people in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they're just kind of cute, odd, little, quirky, like, dolls. I think the whole point is that they're supposed to be kind of funny looking, and so it's cool. You know, they can still be cute and funny looking. Like, people can be, too. Right?
Uh-huh. Right. It's about acceptance and things.
Who are you
like
talking
that?
About?
Speak to you. Exactly. Speak for yourself there, kiddo. All right, so that's the story with Kelly Clarkson, and we're up to date musically at 28 past the hour. This is today's DJV show.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And it's an unfair burden on the United States.
President Trump attending the NATO summit in Brussels today while at a bilateral breakfast before the formal meetings began. He was stressing that it's still unfair to the United States that NATO members aren't carrying more of their own weight when it comes to defense spending.
Commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying.
Making good on a threat to do so, the Trump administration now putting out a list of additional tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. This list includes products ranging from clothing, television parts, to refrigerators, and some high-tech items. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Been up all night. This is a resource for you to be sort of tuned into the day, because from day we go to night, and from night we go to day. Pretty good, ladies, huh? I know what's going on. You can't fool me. Pull a little
liar. You got this down.
I got it.
Took you a while, but you
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillings at the controls in our studio in Washington from the business department. Some interesting things from Costco. Removing Polish hot dogs from their menu. Costco recently announced they were revamping their menu in an effort to make way for healthier options. They have Polish wieners, removing them from their food.
People are not happy about this. This is like if IKEA took their Swedish meatballs off the menu to try and put something healthier. Like, no one's going to eat at Costco because they want to eat healthy.
Why is anybody eating at Costco to begin with?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Well, you guys will play. Carol will play with me.
I've never been to Costco, so I can't say anything about it.
You're an elitist snob.
$1.50.
There isn't one near me, dummy.
$1.50
That's something else.
For hot dogs and a soda. Are you guys even
paying? I am.
Yes, no, go ahead. Sorry, Jen.
$1.50
And you know about it, Carrie. You know. Come on. $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda at Costco.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's why people go there.
Especially after you've been, I mean, you got to spend like half a day in Costco because you buy so much. So afterwards,
it probably makes you hungry.
And these hot dogs are not those little dummy wieners. These are like the good hot dogs.
These are some big wieners.
Yeah, the ones that you really want. Oh.
All right. So in place of the hot dog, they're going to serve fruit bowls, organic burgers, and plant-based protein salad.
None of this is
going
to go over well.
Who wants to take the over-under on when they're going to bring the Polish dog back and kill the acai bowl?
Right,
this is another IHOP thing where they're now IHOP is IHOP again, and they're like,
hashtag save the Polish dog.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right,
it is funny, though. People on Twitter really were upset. This was something that you don't mess with Costco shoppers.
So you think that's upsetting? Wait till you hear this news from Smuckers. With a name like Smuckers, it has to be good. Well, they're getting rid of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
What?
And some of their other baking brands.
What is wrong with them?
Jiffy Peanut Butter's going, Folgers Coffee.
They're not killing the brand.
Baking business.
They're selling off all those brands because they're not making money anymore.
Private equity firm.
Oh, people don't want Jif peanut butter. They want, you know, the all-natural stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
the Pillsbury Doughboy, Hungry Jack, Martha White, White Lily, Jim Dandy, Smuckers, Gonzo.
I'm not a huge jam person. Like, when I have toast, I just like to usually have, you know, butter or something on it, or peanut butter. But my mom, I was out with my mom a lot lately because she hasn't been feeling well. So she goes, oh, do you want a piece of toast? She made it for me, and the jam was delicious. And I said, okay, so where'd you buy it? I thought it was like some specialty thing. It was Smucker's jam with no sugar.
Yeah,
it was, but no sugar, sweetened with just a touch of honey, and it was all real fruit jelly with honey. It was delicious. It was really good.
Yeah, they really have good, they great jams. Very, very good. So what's the future for the Pillsbury Doughboy? What are we going to have? What's going to happen to the TV commercials? Wow.
Well, they also, part of this deal included the actual, and it's, you know, thousands of square feet, the actual plant where all of this stuff gets manufactured and packaged. Mm. Yeah. So I think that the brands will probably stick around, whoever the new company is that bought them, but so maybe you'll see like a healthier rebrand.
If you're, pardon the pun, this is a recipe that has, with these companies going around buying up everything in sight, and they find they can't manage, and they don't really add to the bottom line. They still pay lots of dough for these smaller companies. They bring them in-house. They can't really keep up or make them. They lose their sense of identity, I guess, much as anything else. So remember, Nestle's sold its, Butterfinger brand, Baby Ruth. It's the kind of stuff they buy.
But has anyone eaten a Baby Ruth or a Butterfinger in 20 years?
I think people eat Butterfingers on Halloween. Babe Ruth's, I'm not sure about those.
I'm not a Butterfinger person. I'm not a big fan of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like peanut butter, but that just don't do it for me.
All right, next business item has to do with the latest closing of a Sears store. Last one in Chicago. They started in Chicago, been there for more than 100 years. The final Sears store in the Chicago city limits closing this weekend at Six Corners. Opened in the Irving Park neighborhood 80 years ago during the Depression. 100,000 shoppers stormed through the doors the first day it opened. They've lost $11 billion in the past 7 years because they have a dummy running the company. Well, he's not really a dummy. He's very smart because he bought Sears and Kmart it's a land deal. It's all about the land. It has nothing. He's not a merchant. He doesn't know anything about selling stuff, as you can easily tell by going into Kmart and Sears these days. The stuff they have is crap. And this guy, his name is Eddie Lambert is his name. And he's got a big hedge fund, and he put all the dough into buying. He's got fabulous, it's great for the hedge fund guys because they're not in the business. These retail stores are accretive, and that means they don't make, lots of money in gobs quickly. And so the real estate business oftentimes nets you a huge profit, depending on what you do with it, how you take care of the leases and that sort of thing. And so that's what they're doing. And the end of Sears is, as a farmer, somebody who works with tools a lot, there's never been better tools than Craftsman. The way they make them, the way they guarantee them, and that's all kind of gone. It's been so cheapened. It's just, I don't know. It's another example of a big company buying up a medium-sized company and not knowing how to run it. So what's the suggestion? I don't know, but I'm going to bet a lot of that stuff, as we talk about China, a lot of that stuff's now being made in China. All these tools that we are using, look on the, what I do now, and this is something that I've gotten into the habit of doing, whatever I buy. Yesterday I had to go to the parts store to get a lens for my truck that was broken, and the lenses are made in China. I said, can you give me something that, I looked at the lens, where is it made? China. Can you
is that
make
for your headlight, you mean? What's
yeah.
a lens?
Oh, lens okay. for the headlight, yeah.
Okay.
The guy says, we don't have anything. These are all made in China. So you know what I did? Got in my truck and drove to the junkyard and got an old lens out of an old truck. Works fine, and it was made in America.
I love that story.
That's great.
Because all that stuff is going to end up in a landfill anyway. So
exactly.
Good for you. I love that.
Adios.
More people should be doing that.
Thank you.
And Jen, you love talking about scrap metal.
I do.
All you need to do is find a scrap metal yard.
Here we go.
It's true, though. I mean,
dangerous territory.
That might be the greenest thing Doug Steffens ever done. I love that story.
I wouldn't say that that's true, but it was the latest green thing that I did. I actually,
he's greener than most, isn't he?
Okay. So you want to hear another story?
I don't know.
This is another. Okay.
Sometimes I question.
So the cabin that I have here has had an old toilet in it. And we had to replace the toilet because there was the water.
What are you talking about? Like
I have a cabin behind the house. I have a little cabin behind the house, yeah.
It's a cute guest house.
Yeah, it's a cute little guest house.
Why don't you rent it? VRBO.
Somebody left the water on in the toilet over the winter. And, of course, I haven't been in the cabin for months. And so I went out, and the thing's broken. So I went online, and I found a used blue toilet. And that was free.
Blue toilet.
Okay, so, that's gross. Drawing a line.
Was it on Freecycle or something like that? Where did you find it?
Actually, it was on Craigslist. Is it weird I
want my own toilet?
You can probably go to Boston Craigslist and see the blue toilet listed there that I just told the guy.
Can't wait to go look. I'm going to go find it.
Go find
it. And I'm going to buy it right out. I'm going to buy it out from under you.
No, it's free.
Did it have the cushiony the seat on top, like your grandma used to have with the leather that would crack and it would, eat up your butt cheek?
Excuse me, I have those. Now,
you do not have the cushion one.
I certainly do.
Doug, ixnay on those. Those are from, the 1970s.
Well, you have to change them with some regularity, but they're much more comfortable for your tooth.
No. Wow. We should talk to MyPillow and get them to do one for your rear end.
That's an idea. MyPillow toilet.
So you bought the blue toilet, and now
that's
in your cabin.
It was free.
Okay, so you picked up the blue toilet, and it's now in your cabin.
I just told this morning I'm going to take it. I have to go get it after we get off the air, so we have to hurry up and get done so I can go get my new, used, blue, free toilet.
He probably figured that someone would want it for, a novelty.
Like a planter in their front yard.
A planter, like a redneck garden kind of a thing, which people do.
I have
do.
One of those anyway.
Right, but accidentally. Non-ironically, you probably do. But I doubt anyone was picking up the blue toilet for a real use purpose. That's crazy.
Why is it crazy? It's a very good way of saving. I'm interested in saving. I'm a conservative. I am a real conservative. I don't throw things away that have value.
Right.
And I go find things that other people can't use that I can use.
Well,
that
just
is
put
the
a
true
new
definition of I
a
will.
Hoarder.
I, yeah, no.
Right. Now, wait a second. Speaking of, so they don't make blue toilet seats to match it. So are you going to put a white toilet seat on it?
No, there are no women in my life, so I don't really care.
I thought you rented the cabin out.
I'm going to tell you that they do make colorful toilet seats still.
Do they?
Big, I don't know if they do blue, but I have definitely seen mauve. Definitely seen mauve.
Mauve. Ooh, a mauve toilet seat on a blue toilet. That's fabulous.
That's so up your alley.
Huh. Right up my alley. At 45 past the hour, this is the Up Your Alley DJV show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant, and in that neighborhood it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has two food trucks and two stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so if we want to get the help of a lifetime, you might want to do what the farmers in China are doing. There are more farmers who are depressed in China than any place else, although we got plenty of them here in America. Maybe this
like
is
economically something. Depressed or like
both.
Mentally depressed?
Both. So now yoga is being introduced. Yoga training for farmers. The Chinese officials that are working on changing the poverty reality of farmers. Very depressing. I guess the last couple of years has seen more yoga in some of these small villages around China. Average age of the residents, 65. Farmers are part of a rapidly aging population, have a lot of poverty with older Chinese citizens, depression. Remember, they haven't been able to take advantage of the new world order in China as far as the economy is concerned. So in the years since the elderly farmers took up dedicated yoga practice, headstands, standing splits, that kind of stuff, health costs are down among that group. Farm work is easier and more productive, and the quality of life is up. So perhaps those of you, if you're not a farmer, you'll turn to yoga for a better life as you move on the age scale. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bark, boo boo boo. Here we go at 53 past the hour. Time for our visit from Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Heard around the country, around the world, around the galaxy, around the universe. Every weekend, Warren is here to take care of your pets. Bad news for dog owners, Warren. Taking your dog on trails is actually bad for the environment. Much as you love taking your dog on a hike, there may be problems because the dogs, they stress out wildlife, they bark, their waste is toxic, dog poop has all kinds of stuff that's bad in it for the wild animals in the natural habitat. I take Charlotte, I keep doing this with Daisy, keep calling her Charlotte, she's probably confused. We have 800 acres of park, and plus the farm is right around me, so I take her out every morning. I've never really had to do this with a dog before in my life because I don't really trust her yet to kind of be safe on the farm by herself out on her own. So we take two or three walks a day, Actually, some of them 15, 20 minutes, half hour, because it takes her that long to decide she wants to poop. And so, you know, she chases the stuff, the squirrels up the tree, all the usual stuff. And so I'm thinking to myself, as I go along these, you know, they talk about dogs being bad, but horses are up and down these trails all the time. There's horse poop all over the place. So how can this really be bad? Are they being disrespectful to our dogs at the parks?
Absolutely. I've never seen a dog throw a piece of paper at a park floor. I've never seen a dog throw a beer can on a park floor. And you know, the environmental, so I'm all for a healthy environment myself, okay? But the bottom line is this. Don't worry about, now they're trying to ban cows because of their flatulence.
Baloney.
The flatulence, no, I'm telling you, flatulence,
I know they are,
is breaking the ozone level.
I can argue that point all day long and win the argument because of what goes on in their four stomachs, the kind of things that come out in their poop that are really good, the microbes that get into the soil. Ever look at a cow poop patty and see how green it is outside around the ring of the poop? You ever look at that?
I agree with you, Doug, but I haven't spent a whole lot of time with
it. Well, believe it. I've done that, and that's the story. So anyway,
don't
what
blame
do you
it on the dogs. Crazy to blame it on the dogs. I mean, yeah,
of course it is.
Just clean up after your dog. Keep your dog on the trail, and it won't upset the wildlife. You just stay on the trail with your pets. That's what I do.
Right. All right. I have a. This is a when McFadden used to be here. He used to take up all the time you had with questions about his dog. But here's one about Daisy May. She is, as you know, 2.5 years old, a little more than that now. I saved her from rescued her from a puppy mill, and she was in Alabama, Arkansas, someplace down south. And that's important to the story because I have some folks that work on the farm who are black. And this one of the fellows came to the house the other night. It was dark. And I haven't, in the 2 months I've had Daisy, I've never seen her go this crazy. She was, because she's usually very sweet, wants to talk to everybody, and runs around with people. She was aggressive with him, and it bothered me. I didn't sleep well that night, thinking, what in the world is going on with her, and what am I going to deal with? So I sent you a note. I asked you for your input. So I'm all ears.
Well, here's the bottom line, okay? Dogs learn through the associative memory. So they associate things. So it's very possible, even going back further, you go through a honeymoon period when you first adopt a dog from a shelter, and you've gone through, the dog loves everyone, just happy to be out, but now the dog's becoming really attached to you and more protective of you. And the association with this man, the fact that he's African-American, may be really important. Perhaps it was an African-American person that kind of removed him from the puppy mill or didn't treat him properly.
I think that's what it is. That's actually... But I think that somebody with a black that he was around that really mistreated her.
Absolutely. Listen, I run into situations where dogs react the way to a man wearing a hat, perhaps, or a man with a mustache, or a man with a deep voice, or a man with a beard, or someone who walks with a limp. They associate that person with something negative. So what you need to do is what we call counter conditioning. Every time he sees this man should already know his name, have a biscuit in his hand, and what you should do is spend more time with the dog and this guy away from your home on neutral territory so there's no possessiveness, there's no protectiveness. Let the guy hold the leash. Let him walk the dog. And you can count the conditions so the dog now associates this guy with something positive versus something negative. But they do learn through association. So my feeling is that either he was abused by an African-American man, he was removed by an African-American man, but something negative happened with an African-American. And perhaps it happened in the evening.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I guess I figured that in a common sense way. But it bothered me because this dog is so sweet. She has been absolutely, you know, Charlotte, I was Charlotte's and she didn't want anybody else around. She accepted Meredith after a year or so and then was great with her, but she wasn't interested. She'd been having many other people in my life. Whereas this dog loves it. So that's great advice, Warren. Thank you for your help. Warren Eckstein.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.